Welcome and good morning to the Sunday Morning Meditation. I'm your host, Maria Wall. Thank you so much for joining me here, as always, early on Sunday morning. It's overcast here and there's a little bit of precipitation going on outside, but you know what? It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful day. No matter what you're going through, your days are what you decide to make them. Yes, many of us are going through a lot right now, and we're facing quite a bit of opposition, but it's how you face it that matters. Are you going to face it as someone who's already been defeated? Are you going to face it as a victim? Are you going to face it as a survivor and a victor? Only you can make that decision. And believe me, if you put on your armor, pick up your shield and sword, and you fight the good fight, in the end, you're going to feel so much better when that day is over and everything is said and done. So you make the choice. So how was everyone's week last week? And what are your hopes and dreams for this week? Are you prepared to take on whatever may be coming your way? I sure hope so, but welcome to Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio's Sunday Morning Meditation. I'm so glad to be back here with you. As you know, it's been a busy couple of weeks. On May the 11th, I had the honor of walking the line in college with my daughter-in-law. She graduated with her degree in psychology. Although I had graduated the year prior, I was celebrating my achievement as well. By divine timing, it gave my grandchildren something to remember. And again, if you enjoy our opening music, it's from the Tai Chi CD, composed, arranged, and produced by one of my favorite artists, Thomas Walker. It's from the Reflection CD series. So we're back to one of my old favorites and standards, the Tai Chi CD. By now, everyone should be in your favorite position, so that we can start our breathing exercises before we jump into our inspirational vitamin for today. Lie back, sit back, close your eyes. I do the show at 6 a.m. here because either you're about to go to bed, you're midday in some parts of the world. But here on the East Coast, it's very early. Things are still quiet. The streets are still clear. Everything is at peace. So let's get started. This is our time, our 15 to 30 minutes of stress relief and release. And of course, our inspirational vitamin for this week. Eyes closed, deep breaths. Let it all go. No matter what you went through last week, it is now a part of history. This is a brand new day. How will you start off this week? Pulling all of the memories and baggage from last week with you into this new week? Or will you leave the baggage in the past, bring the lesson learned, but leave everything else in the annals of history? Let's inhale. Hold it as long as you can. Now exhale. One more time. Inhale. Now exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Just stretch out. If you're lying down, get to a position in your bed or wherever you're lying down where you can stretch out. Put your arms above your head. If you're in a seated position, of course, you can always just raise your arms above your head. Stretch those legs out. Point those toes. Just get a good stretch in. And as you're stretching, just get it out, all out. If you're lying down, you can just put your hands on your shoulders, knead your neck. If you'd like to sit up on the side of your bed to join in with us as we do our neck rolls, that's fine too. We're going to start clockwise, neck roll to the left, chin to chest, to the right shoulder, back to the left shoulder, chin to chest, right shoulder, head back. Keep going and just knead that neck. You can feel the tension. Take the tips of your fingers and get that tension out of your neck area. Let it all go. Just relax for a moment. Just sit back and lie back and listen to my voice. I promise I won't hold you too long. But our inspirational vitamin today comes from Exodus 23:1. You shall not spread a false report. You shall not join hands with a wicked man to be a malicious witness. Our theme for this week is rumor has it. We know that words can cause just as much or more damage than physical pain. How many of us have joined in with someone who doesn't like someone or has a problem with someone and they start a vicious rumor? And your small mind is minute enough to buy into one side of a story, whether it be because you are small and closed-minded or because you may not like the situation or the individuals or group of people and you want to join in because misery loves company. But I'm here to tell you today that the truth will be known. As hard as you try to tear someone or something down, what goes around will come around. And a lot of times, if that person or that situation is in the right place at the right time. Everything you do negative will make a positive impact. And once the truth is found out and you're called out, what will you do then? Because all you are, and all you will appear to be, is a lying troublemaker. Who's going to be there for you? Because the same people who you started the rumor with, the same people who you put that little bug in their ear, trust me, when the finger pointing starts one time in life, all of the fingers are going to point back to you. Not the person who you told to secondly or third. It's going to point back to you. Because one thing people know how to do is to get the blame off of themselves fast, quick, and in a hurry. So it's coming back to you. Are you willing? Are you prepared to face whatever may be coming your way? Are you willing to accept the ramifications of your action? Are you willing to be an adult? Because you see, rumors are children's game. And you're playing in the big person's world, playing a child's game. And so many of us do this. Don't trust her. She did this. Girl, she did this or she said that. Don't believe her. Because of your own insecurities, a lot of times, if someone comes along who's more popular, who seems to have it going on and everything right, you want to destroy that person. Why? Because of your own insecurity. So instead of you facing the real issue, you reflect your insecurities. You give that problem to someone else and you make them your target. That way you do not have to. That's your justification for not addressing the issue at hand, which is the person who you see when you look in the mirror. So many of us do that. We will make up a million excuses so that we don't have to address the real issues at hand. And one way we do that is to get rid of the competition that reminds us of our inadequacies. Make other people join in. Make other people, make that person or situation so unbearable that either the situation will go away or the person will. All because of your own inadequacies and insecurities. You know, I understand that there's some people whom you may not like. You just get a bad vibe from them. But that's between you and that person. If you don't have enough guts and courage to face that person on your own, do not spread rumors and vicious lies to get other people to fight your battles for you, because that's exactly what you're doing. That's exactly what lies are for. Lies are to get the blame and all of the attention off of you and to put them on someone, and it's already a lie, so we know that in that respect, that person is innocent. That situation is nowhere what you have made it out to be. Lies are just that. They're an easy way for you to cover your own inadequacies, insecurities, and indiscretions. It's a way that you, it's just a way for you to continue to live your own personal lie. Rumor has it that you're going to be caught someday. Rumor has it that you're going to pay, because karma is going to come knocking at your door. Words to think about, words to live by. The truth always comes to light. And believe me, you mess with the wrong person, they're going to be ready to come right back at you. Because they're going to tell the person who told that person, who told the person over there, who told that person, where did you hear it from? I want a name. Because if that person doesn't give up the name, guess who's going to pay the price? The person who told the target. And that person who told the target, or the target overheard telling someone else, is going to be quick to give up. Well, I heard it from so-and-so who said they heard it from this person who said they heard it from that person over there who heard it from you. the hunted. The hunter becomes the hunted. Be prepared because it's coming back your way. Take care of you. Fix you. You can't fix anything or anyone else until you fix yourself. And so many people live and die broken. But you can't tell them that they're broken because they've convinced themselves otherwise. Because they've used the bandages of the rumor bandage for so long and the liniment of lies to nurse their wounds for so long. They begin to believe that everything is okay, and it becomes a part of who they are to spread the rumors and tell the lies. I cannot remember a time in my life when I have ever started a vicious rumor about someone. That just wasn't part of me or in me to make up something. If I want to tell a story, I'll write another book. If I want to tell a story, I'll write a couple plays. I'll act in a few. But there's no need for me to do that because I've always been secure in who I was. Even when I was insecure, I was secure in that respect of my life. So many of you are not. And I'm getting older. And I know there's a lot of people that are a lot older than me who spread the rumors and lies. And this is a problem in society now because young people do not have any role models because the old heads are acting like they're younger than the young people who we should be guiding. It's a sad state of affairs. I'll continue to pray for everyone, including myself. Lord, hold my tongue and keep my feet planted firmly on the ground. Because, you know, when your dirty deeds are found out, you don't know what's going to happen. There's too much going on in the world right now. Stress is at an all-time high. People are pulling out knives and weapons, and in some cases, they're just using their fists to beat people down. And I'm not saying that you would deserve a beat down. But there are a lot of people out there who are simply human, and they're not going to compare, should I beat them down for this or should I not? They're just going to react. They're not going to respond to you. They're going to react. Just be careful. Take care of you. Fix you. Fix your brokenness. If you don't like someone, stay away from them. But for every action, there's an equal or greater reaction. Could be positive, maybe negative. What goes up will come down. The bottom line is simple. You cannot continue on this journey forever. So just remember, rumor has it, what you've given, you will receive back. Rumor has it that people are on to you. Rumor has it that your deceit and lies will catch up to you and come to light sooner than you think. I paused for a moment for a reason, to give people a chance to think about that. Either this message is for you or for someone who you know. In reality, the bottom line is simple. It's very simple. I want you to understand something. When you buy into it, if you're a person who buys into the rumors and the lies, why? Ask yourself why you take one side of a story and you run with it. Why do you do that? Ask the person who told you this rumor what their sources are and how are they validating every word that they say to you. Because so many of us who fall for this one-sided story, you become a part of the problem. The minute that you question the person who told you this, many of them will back off because they cannot validate or justify what they've just said other than, well, I heard it from the person across the hall who heard it from the person around the corner who heard it from the other person. Therefore, right then and there, I would cut them off. But so many of us say, what? They did. They said, what? Oh, my goodness. And then people kill me saying, don't tell anybody, though, because it's a secret. And the first thing we do is what? We tell the next person and tell them, don't tell anybody, it's a secret. And you know, if you've ever done that experiment where you start at the beginning of a room, you're in a circle, someone says something in someone's ear, then they spread it. By the time it gets back to the original person, the story has changed so dramatically. It was nothing like it was in the beginning. Don't buy into it, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Do not buy into the rumors and lies. There are more sides to every story. Sometimes there's two, the truth and the lie. Sometimes there's three, the involved parties' perceptions, and out of that you derive the truth. But do not fall victim to the rumors, because rumor has it, it's all going to come back to you. In stages and bits, but it's going to come back. They call it the circle of life for a reason. Karma is karma for a reason. And remember, you have to tell a lie to cover a lie. Be prepared. When your target comes knocking at your door and all of a sudden you see those round circles on your back, just be prepared. If you choose to live a life of rumors and lies, so be it. I'm not here to fix you. Only you can fix you. These are just words to think about. I can only fix me. I can put my words out here. But if you don't choose to listen, just be prepared. Because karma loves to make appearances when you least expect it. And I'd love to say thank you for joining me to all of my visitors in the chat room and, of course, all of my visitors here in the call query. Thank you so much for being here with me today on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio's Sunday morning meditation. Without you, it would be a pretty lonely place, but you help to keep me going. And some of you in the call query, I see here on a weekly basis, thank you so much for being here. You have no idea how good it makes my heart feel to know that you're here listening. You don't have to say a word, but I see you week after week. And I want to thank you for that. You know, the Wall Foundation Incorporated, our original mission was to service at-risk youth and their families. But several things happened in life. Our economy tanked out, and I noticed that I could not fix the young people without fixing the homes that they were returning to. Then I had my bout with a very bad marriage, domestic violence, so bad that I was awarded a one-year-long protection order, which is so unheard of and hard to do in the state of Maryland. But I survived, and it opened my eyes to something else. These children are in broken homes, but they're broken because of many different factors. Domestic violence was part of it, and so many of them, and abuse. So we had to expand our program. So right now, I'm not only fixing the youth, but I'm fixing the broken parents or adult figures in their lives. Domestic violence and abuse is on the rise, ladies and gentlemen. And of course, I try to get as many people involved and to bring awareness to this. I know what it's like because my ex-husband did everything but put me in the ground. verbal, physical, mental. But I'm still standing. I'm still healing through my hurt. So when I speak to you, I'm not speaking from a textbook, from a classroom, anything that I learned in college. I'm not speaking to you from that. I'm speaking to you from my heart, from my soul, because I am a survivor. I have never, ever considered myself a victim. I knew what I had to do. I knew that our justice system is flawed terribly. And yes, when I was in college, I studied law. But he thought that he was smarter than me because he was a criminal. So he thought that he knew the legal system as well. And I allowed him to believe that he was in control, because the more that he thought that, the more mistakes he made. And I waited my time. And I did what I had to do to escape and survive. And I'm here for each and every one of you to give you the resources and encouragement and to help you along this journey. It's a hurtful thing. But I told someone the other day when I was speaking to a group of women, I said, you know, most of us say this, especially when we're upset, my trash is her treasure or his treasure. But I'm here to tell you one thing. And he did his rumors too. He was the one doing his dirt. But the rumor has it that I was the one who had people in the house when he was gone, and I was the one this and that. As it turns out, he had taken all of his indiscretions and insecurities and threw them on me. But my trash is still trash. My trash just found someone dumb enough to pick him from the garbage. Trash will always be trash. Just remember that. And stop putting up with the cream of the crap in any form. If a rumor gets back to you and it's about you, put a stop to it. And if you're starting the rumors, stop it. Because the targeted will become the target. The hunter will become the hunted. What type of a life do you lead? Looking over your shoulder, being afraid that, oh, shucks, I may be discovered or found out. How do you live a life like that? That cannot be a good feeling. So just remember, rumor has it, what goes around comes around. Rumor has it that you will reap what you have sown. So as always, before we go, I pray each and every one of you enough. I pray you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days. But I also pray you enough rain to make your gardens grow beautifully. And I pray you enough smiles to turn that frown you've been carrying around upside down. But most of all, I pray you enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond. And just yesterday, I had the pleasure of speaking at the Health and Beauty Fitness Expo in Randallstown, Maryland. If you'd like to check out the pictures of this wonderful event, of course, you can find us on Facebook under Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio, presented by the Wall Foundation, Inc. You can just put in the first part of it. Should bring up the page. And if you'd like to see the pictures and you're not on Facebook, shoot me an email at contact@thewallfoundationinc.org, and I'll send you an external link for that. Visit our website, thewallfoundationinc.org, or if you're on Google Plus, visit us at the Relationship Recovery Group there. And of course, if you need to speak with us, our number is 202-618-2556. And if you'd like to write a letter, send us some support, whatever you'd like to do, because we are a 501c3 nonprofit recognized and approved by the Internal Revenue Service. You can write to us at Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. And if you visit our website, or you join us on Facebook. There's a donate button there as well. And of course, all of your donations are not only appreciated, but they're also tax deductible to the fullest extent of the law. So again, for those of you who are still here in the call query, I'm going to turn it over to the music for a little while so you can just lie back, sit back, and relax before you start your day. And I'm Maria Wall, and I just want to thank you, each and every one of you, for being here with me each week. I'm so glad that I'm back on schedule. And I hope that you enjoy our small moments here together each week. We will be returning to our regular scheduled Saturday show, Healing Through Hurt, iTalk Radio. I will keep you posted on that. So until then, just lie back, sit back, and just reflect. Get the lessons learned from last week and beyond. But you come into this week, you start this week off fresh. Today is the beginning of what's left of the rest of your life. Don't keep pulling around the hurt from the past. I speak about it because I want you to know that I'm right here with you. I didn't learn any of this in a textbook. This was in me. They say that every great speaker has a story. Know what a story I've experienced throughout my life, and then when I got married in such a short amount of time. I'm here with you. I know what it's like. We're going to walk this journey together. All you have to do is be prepared. Pack what you need and be prepared to find your destiny. And trust me, we cannot go forward if you spend your days looking backwards. Love, do not love anyone who does not love you. Learn to love yourself, and you will be prepared to move forward. So I'll just let the music play from the Tai Chi CD for a few moments before we end the show. So just relax and reflect. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this will conclude our broadcast day. Thank you so much for joining me here on Healing Through Her Talk Radio Sunday Morning Meditation. As always, I am your most appreciative and humble host, Maria Wall, thanking each and every one of you for being here. I will see you back here next week at 6 a.m., Lord willing. Until then, just remember, rumor has it, brighter days are ahead. If you're going to spread a rumor, spread a positive one. Spread something that'll make someone feel good, not tear them down. So until next week, just remember, This is the beginning of the remainder of your life. How will you begin today? As a victim, a survivor, or a victor? Until next time, be well. And I pray each and every one of you enough.